In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, preaching the Word of God. We're looking at Mark's Gospel because the church is reading Mark, the third chapter. It's very interesting. Again, he entered the synagogue. And in the synagogue, there's going to be people who need healing. I tell you, people who need healing should be in the church, should come to the church. People who need healing. And a man was there who had a withered hand. Very interesting. When I thought about that, I said, how many of us have withered hearts? Because we don't love anymore. Because we've been hurt. But our hearts has withered. We need Jesus to strengthen our hearts so that we can love again. I tell you, when we stop loving, we better go into the grave. I know to be hurt. I know how it is to be hurt. I have been hurt many times, and I'm sensitive. But you know what? I have to continue to love, because that's what God has called me to, and you too. You have a withered heart, and God wants you to have that heart restored so that you again will love. You again will love. They watched Jesus to see whether he would cure the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath. Oh, here we go again. The Sabbath was made for man. Yes. Let's see. So that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, come forward. You who have a withered heart, come forward. Come forward. Then he said to them, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath day, to save life or to kill? But they were silent. They were silent. He looked around at them with anger. Jesus was angry because they did not tell him what's real. Is it harm to do good on the Sabbath? I tell you, let's continue. He was angry and he was grieved at their... He was grieved at their hardness of heart. And he said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. Our hearts need to be restored. Our hearts need to be restored. Our hearts need to be restored. We need to be restored in our hearts so that we can love again. So that we can love again. So that we can love in faith. You say, but I'm not going to do it because I've been hurt so many times. Then you better dig a grave and put yourself in it. When we stop loving, we better dig a grave up for ourselves. Now maybe you hurt and it was just recent, so give time to heal. But then step out to love again, so that your heart would not be withered, but to have a full heart for the love of God and for the love of people. He stretched out his hand and was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against Jesus, how to destroy him. Why? Because he healed on the Sabbath. They should be making a party because this man with the withered hand has been healed. Maybe he was a beggar. They don't have to put money into his cup anymore. I tell you, our withered hearts need to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit. The water of the Spirit needs to flow on our hearts and into our hearts. The water of the Spirit. Let's continue. Verse 7. Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him. Hearing all that he was doing, they came to him in great numbers from Judea, Jerusalem, Adamaya, beyond the Jordan, and the region of Tyre and Sidon. Why all these people seeking Jesus? They need a touch from the Lord. And it was heard that he heals people. He delivers people from evil. Oh, they came. They came from close and far away so that they would be healed, so that he would bless them. I tell you, when we have healing services, what happens is that the church gets filled. Why? Because everyone is broken. You're broken. I'm broken. We're all broken. And we need the touch of the Master to set us free from our brokenness so that we can love again. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. That's amazing. The crowd was so enamored of Jesus that they want to get a touch from Jesus. I want to touch his robe, want to touch his hand. I tell you, Jesus said, no, put me in a boat and I'll preach from the boat. That'll be my place of preaching. And you know what? That's exactly what happened. And it says, he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. For he had cured many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Whenever he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him, for he had cured many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and shouted, "You are the Son of God." But Jesus sternly ordered them not to make him known. He doesn't want any PR work from the devil. The PR work is from the people of God. He told them and commanded them to be still and to shut up. Verse 13, he went up a high mountain. What do you think he's going to do on the mountain? He's going to pray. He goes up on the mountain, going to pray. And after he prayed, he called to them those whom he desired, and they came to him. Do you know that Jesus says about you, "I desire that woman. I desire that man. I desire the people with a withered heart. I desire them. I want to touch them. I want to do for them what they cannot do for themselves." And he appointed 12, whom he also called apostles, to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message. I tell you, we need to be sent out to proclaim the message of salvation, that Jesus Christ has died for my sins and your sins, that he was buried and he rose from the dead on the third day. I tell you, we need people to go out and proclaim the death and resurrection of Jesus. On the third day, he rose from the dead. And he called them to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons. I'm going to tell you, we have been given authority. But if we do not use the authority, we lose it. It's like a muscle. If you work hard at the muscle, it gets stronger. If you stop and do not do anything but eat junk food, the muscle dies. Oh, yes. It's like that with faith. It's like that with faith. And he gave them authority to cast out demons. So he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, John, the brother of James, to whom he gives the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. I have a feeling that somebody's out there that betrayed the Lord, and he is looking for you to ask forgiveness. You don't have to kill yourself like Judas. Judas could have asked forgiveness, and it would have been given to him. Ask forgiveness. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me for having turned away from you. Forgive me for having a heart that is withered. Forgive me, Lord. Give me your spirit. I need your spirit so that my heart would become whole again and I would begin to love again. Then he went home, and the crowd came together again. I tell you, home is at Peter's house, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, he has gone out of his mind. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebul, and the ruler of demons. That's the way he casts out demons. Sick. They were sick. Sick. How can Satan cast out Satan? Jesus said. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Who is the strong man? It's the devil. What do we need to do? Bind him in the name of Jesus and then cast out the demon. Oh, yes. That's what we need to do. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for the sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness. Oh, you're thinking you did it. No, if you're thinking you did it, you didn't. You know what the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is? Not accepting final forgiveness on your deathbed. Not accepting final forgiveness on your deathbed. That's what it's all about. Do you know that? That Jesus wants to do something with you, through you, and for you. against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin, for they had said, He has an unclean spirit. Jesus had the Holy Spirit. He did not have an unclean spirit. His body was filled with the Holy Spirit. Before Jesus started his public ministry, he was baptized, and the Spirit of God descended upon him. How we need the Holy Spirit. How I need the Holy Spirit. How we need the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God in the church. You know, we don't know where the Spirit blows. We might say, well, you know, we've done this last year. We're going to do it again. Maybe God is saying, you don't have to do it again. I've got something for you that you don't even know about. Be open to my Holy Spirit. I am at St. John's in Quincy, St. John the Baptist. And you know what? God is moving in this parish. You know why? We never closed the parish. We opened it up. We have adoration between 3 and 6 every evening, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have adoration. We have confession heard in cars. Oh, yes. People are coming who are hungry for the Lord, and they are being fed with two tables, the table of the Word and the table of the Eucharist. Verse 31, then his mother and his brothers came. And I want to talk to you about the brothers. In the first chapter of Luke, when Jesus was not with Joseph or Mary, where are the children? There are no children. Mary and Joseph go back to Jerusalem in search of Jesus Christ. There are no children. Why? Because she is a perpetual virgin. Yes. I was reading just today in the 300s, they knew she was a perpetual virgin. Yes. Yes. Let's continue. And his mother and his brothers came standing outside. They sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you. And he replied, who are my mother? Who are my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother, my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is brother, sister, and mother to me. Is Mary his mother spiritually? Well, let's see. Did she do the will of God? In Nazareth, she says, let it be done unto me according to your word. And with that, heaven joined earth. At Cana in Galilee, she said, do whatever he tells you to. Oh, yes. In Bethlehem, she gave birth to her son. Yes. She took the child, Jesus, to the temple. Yes. Neath the cross of Jesus was his mother. Yes. She is mother to Jesus, not only physically, but spiritually. What about us? What about us? Do we do the will of God? Is God at work in our lives? Or are we just saying, well, you know, I've not got that kind of experience. Step out and do something. Step out and do something. First of all, call upon the name of the Lord. Before this broadcast ever starts, I ask the Lord for the anointing. Because if it's not anointed, nothing's going to happen to people. My job is to be filled with the anointing of the Holy Spirit and to let people know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let people know that He is the answer. What is your question? Jesus is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We're looking at Isaiah 42, verse 6. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. Do you hear that? He's called you, and he's given you authority. Just take it up. I have taken you by the hand, and I have kept you. He's taken you and me by the hand. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, I tell you. We are the light of the world. Our light is borrowed light from Jesus. We are the light of the world, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind and to bring up prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring up, I tell you of them. The new things, the covenant in the blood of Jesus. That's the new thing. The covenant in the blood of Jesus. That's the new thing. Let's continue. Now, this is, he's speaking to Israel. Listen, you who are deaf, Israel, and you that are blind, look up and see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf like my messenger whom I send? Who is blind like my dedicated one, or blind like the servant of the Lord? He sees many things, but does not observe them. His ears are open, but he does not hear. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Speaking of Israel there. Speaking of Israel there, let's continue. Chapter 43, verse 1. But now, says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I'm going to say that now. Do not fear, because he's redeemed us with his precious blood. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Do not fear, for he has redeemed you by his precious blood. He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. I tell you, the only way we're called in this year is about by number. What is your number? What is your social security number? What is your bank number? What is your plastic card number? No, God and Christ is not into calling us by number. He calls us by name. And what does he say? At the tomb that was empty, Mary. And the Magdalene realized it was Jesus. She realized it was Jesus and began to touch him. And he said, do not touch me, for I have not yet gone to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Not if you pass through the waters. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you. Why? For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you. Why? Because you are precious in my sight. I want you to say that as you touch your heart. I am precious in the sight of God. I am precious in the sight of God. you, me, we're precious in the sight of God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you in my precious blood. I call you by name. Why? Because you are mine. We belong to him. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.